In.
Konnichiwa, minasan. Genki desu ka?
Hello, everyone. How are you? Did you check the lesson notes for lesson 13?
Genki desu ka?
Means, how are you? But in Japanese,
Genki desu ka?
Is not used as frequently as how are you in English. We also learned the sentence structure.
Something wa dou desu ka?
As in,
日本はどうですか?
How is Japan? Now, in this lesson, you'll learn more useful expressions for business situations and learn the usage of the verb 行く, which means to go.
Like, 日本に行く, 日本に行きます.
I'm going to Japan. So, this lesson's conversation takes place at Nissan Automobile Company Limited. Now, do you remember? Ashley is visiting the headquarters of her company, Nissan, and is meeting Mr. Matsuda. Three people are involved in the conversation. They are?
アシュリーさんと松田部長と光岡玲さん.
Ashley, Mr. Matsuda, and a new character, Rei Mitsuoka.
Mitsuoka-san は松田部長の秘書ですね.
Ms. Mitsuoka is Mr. Matsuda's secretary. They're talking about Ashley's schedule for the day. Now, as this is a conversation at the workplace, you'll hear
Formal Japanese.
For this lesson, we strongly recommend you reference conjugation lesson number 5.
お願いします。失礼します。アシュリーさん、こちらは秘書の光岡君です。光岡君、こちらはニューヨーク支社のアシュリー・ジョーンズさん。はじめまして。秘書の光岡レイと申します。アシュリーと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いします。光岡君、じゃあアシュリーさんの今日のスケジュールは？
こちらです。どうぞ。10時から会議、12時に銀座キューベイに行く、ランチミーティング、1時半にイノベーティブランゲージラーニングに行く、プレゼンテーション、4時半に横浜工場に行く、見学、7時に横浜駅に行く、歓迎会。うわー、すごいスケジュールですね。日本へようこそ。
One time slowly.
光岡君をお願いします。失礼します。アシュリーさん、こちらは秘書の光岡君です。光岡君、こちらはニューヨーク支社のアシュリー・ジョーンズさん。はじめまして。
秘書の光岡レイと申します。アシュリーと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いします。光岡君、じゃあアシュリーさんの今日のスケジュールは？こちらです。
どうぞ。
10時から会議、 12時に銀座キューベイに行く、 ランチミーティング、 1時半にイノベーティブランゲージラーニングに行く、 プレゼンテーション、 4時半に 横浜工場に行く、見学、7時に横浜駅に行く、歓迎会。うわー、すごいスケジュールですね。日本へようこそ。
Now with the English translation.
Send Mitsuoka-kun in, please. I'm coming in. Ashley, this is Ms. Mitsuoka, our secretary. Mitsuoka-kun, this is Ashley from the New York office. Nice to meet you. I'm Rei Mitsuoka, the secretary. I'm Ashley. Nice to meet you. Mitsuoka-kun, do you have Ashley's schedule for the day? Here it is. Meeting at 10. Go to Ginza Kyubei at 12. Lunch meeting. Go to Innovative Language Learning at 1:30. Presentation. Go to the Yokohama factory at 4:30. Take a tour. Go to Yokohama station at 7. Welcome party. Wow, what a schedule! Welcome to Japan.
日本へようこそ。Welcome to Japan.
Right. 日本 Japan. え is a particle that indicates direction. And ようこそ means welcome. So, 日本へようこそ means welcome to Japan.
Yeah, but, Naomi-sensei, why is he saying it now?
Well, I think he's being sarcastic.
Ah, I see. So he gave her a very tight schedule and he said, welcome to Japan. Now it's time to work hard.
そうですね。He's just like you.
So I think Mr. Matsuda has a lot of experience in dealing with foreigners.
そうですね。
And they do have a relationship.
はい。
Otherwise, chances are you probably won't hear this type of sarcasm and joking at a Japanese company.
そうですね。Probably not at the working place.
Things are kept a little more formal. So she has a pretty tight schedule. She has a meeting, a lunch meeting, a trip to Innovative Language Learning. Of course, the name of our company.
そうです。Innovative Language Learning ですね。And she'll also go to 工場。
Factory. Naomi-sensei, can you say that word nice and slowly?
工場。There are two long vowels in there.
工場。
Right. And if you want to say factory tour, that would be 工場見学。
工場 is factory, and 見学 is inspection, or kind of like to observe and learn.
そうですね。So I think Ashley is doing 工場見学。
A factory tour.
はい。
And one more thing. We translated 松田部長 as Mr. Matsuda, because there's really not a good way to translate it into English. But this really means manager, so it's kind of like manager Matsuda. Mr. Matsuda, the manager.
Right. In English, it's less common to call someone by their title or occupation.
Whereas in Japan, it's very common. Just like I keep calling Naomi as Naomi-sensei.
Teacher Naomi.
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
秘書
Secretary.
秘書秘書
Next.
はじめまして
Nice to meet you.
はじめましてはじめまして
Next.
会議
Meeting, conference.
会議会議
Next.
行く
To go.
行く行く
Next.
ようこそ
Welcome.
ようこそようこそ
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. In this lesson, we have quite a few katakana words that come from English. Let's take a look at those. Naomi-sensei, what's first?
Schedule.
Schedule. Next.
Lunch meeting.
Lunch meeting.
Presentation.
Presentation. As we mentioned previously in this Gengo series, Japanese has adopted quite a few English words. So that's a huge advantage for English speakers once your ear gets tuned to the katakana words. Reading them is a bit of a different story. I sometimes have a little trouble even reading them. My mind instinctively wants to pronounce them correctly.Although the pronunciation may sound very different, most of the time, though, you can guess the meaning. Let's hear them one more time and see if you could tune your ear.
Schedule.
Schedule.
Lunch meeting.
Lunch meeting.
Presentation.
Presentation.
Peter.
Peter. Next, we have a phrase.
はじめまして。
Nice to meet you. We introduced this phrase in boot camp lesson 1.
はじめまして。
Is a phrase you use when you meet someone for the first time. If someone says,
はじめまして
You can reply with,
はじめまして It's quite simple.
Next word, please.
会議
Meeting, conference. Now, we've just introduced
Meeting,
which is also meeting. Naomi-sensei, what's the difference?
Well, I would say 会議 sounds far more formal and serious, whereas meeting sounds a bit more casual.
So, 会議 is more like a conference than a meeting.
そうですね。
Okay, next word.
こちら。
This direction. This is the formal way to say これ、this. The word こちら can be used to refer to someone that you're introducing to someone else. こちらis covered in the grammar section of Lesson 10. In the dialogue, Mr. Matsuda said to Ashley,
こちらは秘書の Mitsuoka 君です。
This is Mitsuoka, the secretary. Now, there's a lot of Japanese business culture behind that sentence. First, let's break down the sentence.
こちらは
This direction, plus the topic marking particle wa. So, as for this direction,
秘書の Mitsuoka
Secretary Mitsuoka
君
Polite suffix,Mr. or Ms. referring to a subordinate.
This.
Polite form of the copula, the Japanese equivalent to the English verb to be. So, literally, as for this direction, Secretary Mitsuoka is. Of course, in natural English, this is Mitsuoka, the secretary. Now, in English, we would say, this is Ms. or Mr., depending on the gender. However, in Japanese, just from the suffix alone, either in the case of kun or san, there's no way to know.
Yeah, usually kun is used for men.
Yes. So that's one hint with this suffix. But in this case, it's used for a woman.
Right. You might hear kun in a situation where a male boss is referring to a female subordinate.
Now, there's one more cultural point that we want to cover. Naomi-sensei, if Mr. Matsuda was introducing Ms. Mitsuoka to a client or people outside the company, what would happen?
That's a good question.I don't think he'd add kun or san to her name. Also, he wouldn't use こちら. So he would probably say, これは秘書の Mitsuoka です.
This is Mitsuoka, the secretary. Now, in the lesson notes, there'll be a short write-up about this, so please make sure to check it out. In Japanese, there are some complicated rules in the business world. But for now, just remember the basic sentence pattern for introducing somebody as
こちらは so and so.さんです。
This is Mr. or Ms. So-and-so. Can we have an example?
こちらは Toyota Ichiro さんです。
This is Mr. Ichiro Toyota.
こちらは Ashley Jones さんです。
This is Ms. Ashley Jones.
In a regular conversation, I would recommend that you use さん as a suffix.
Very good advice. For now, stick to the sentence pattern we introduced you to. On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you'll learn two things. First, the difference between the dictionary form and the mas form of a verb. Second, the usage of the verb iku, which means to go. Naomi-sensei, let's start by explaining what the dictionary form and the mas form of a verb are.
Hi.
First of all, a verb is a word that describes an action, such as go, come, or see. The verbs we've introduced so far have been in the mas form. For example,
違います.
To be different, lesson 3.
あります。
To have, to exist, lesson 6.
わかります。
To understand, to know, lesson 12. And the most famous?
お願いします。
To beg, to ask for. Now, these verbs all end in?
ます。
Because these are the ます forms of the verbs. However, in order to look them up in the dictionary, you need to know the dictionary form.
All the verbs in ます form have a corresponding dictionary form.
For example,
違います。
To be different is a mas form. The corresponding dictionary form is?
違う。
あります、to exist, is a mas form. The dictionary form is?
ある。
わかります、to understand, is a mas form. The dictionary form is?
わかる。
Every mas form has a corresponding dictionary form.
そうです。In many cases, the dictionary form is used when speaking casually or informally in Japanese.And the mas form is used when speaking formally in Japanese.
So many times, the mas form is referred to as polite Japanese.
Mm.
And a lot of times, many textbooks start out with this. Although it's less practical, it's important you don't make a mistake with the politeness level, because in doing so, you may offend somebody. Now, there are certain rules for changing a verb from its mas form to its dictionary form. For more information about the conjugation between the mas form and the dictionary form of a verb, please see Conjugation Lesson 5.Okay, on to our next grammar point.
The usage of the verb 行く, to go.
Now, 行く, to go, is the dictionary form of the verb to go, which is used in informal situations. In formal situations, you should say
行きます.
which is the mas form, because of course it ends in
mas.
So, can we have a sample sentence with a dictionary form?
Sure. 私は駅に行く。
I'm going to the station tomorrow. Now, this sentence with the dictionary form is what's used in informal Japanese. So this sentence is the type you would use when you're speaking with your friends. Now, let's break down the sentence.
明日
Tomorrow
私は
I and the topic marking particle wa
駅
Station
に
Particle that indicates movement towards a place. So
駅に
To the station
行く
To go. So one more time.
明日
Tomorrow
私は
I
駅に
To the station
行く
Go. Literally, tomorrow, I to the station go. And of course, tomorrow, I'm going to the station. Or, I'll go to the station tomorrow. Now, as we mentioned, we're using the dictionary form here, 行く. So this is informal speech, used when speaking among your friends or people you have a close relationship with. Now, if you want to say it formally, you replace
行く
with
行きます. So, 明日、私は駅に行きます。
Tomorrow, I'm going to the station. The meaning is exactly the same, but the formality is different. 行きます is more formal than 行く.
And please note that the place that one is heading to is marked by the particle に.
So?
ニューヨークに行く.
To go to New York.
ロンドンに行く.
To go to London.
駅に行く.
To go to the station.
空港に行く.
To go to the airport.When the particle ni is used with iku, it usually indicates that one is going to a place with a purpose. So, for example, to go to the station, to catch the train. To go to the airport, to catch the plane. So let's use this again. How would you say, I'm going to the airport tomorrow?
明日、私は空港に行く。
I'm going to the airport tomorrow.
Of course, if you want to say it politely, that would be, 明日、私は空港に行きます。
Naomi-sensei.
はい。
It's okay to shorten this sentence by dropping the 私は, right?
そうですね。Right. Good point. When it's obvious that you are talking about yourself, you can drop the 私は part. So, 明日空港に行きます。
明日 means tomorrow.
はい。
This is referring to the time. Now, if you want to get more specific with the time, you can put that instead of the word 明日, right?
はい、そうです。But here's the tricky point. You need to add particle にAfter the time. For example, 1時に
At 1 o'clock.
2時に
At 2 o'clock. The particle に has a lot of usages, but in this case, に indicates time. However, relative time expressions such as 今日 today and 明日 tomorrow don't need the particle に.
はい.
Particle に is for kind of a specific point in time.
That's a good explanation.
Okay, can you say I'm going to the airport again?
空港に行きます。
Now, how about I'm going to the airport at 1?
1時に空港に行きます。
How about I'm going to the airport at 2?
2時に空港に行きます。
Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and 3 possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. Which of the following phrases is used when you meet someone for the first time? A.
はじめまして。
B.
いらっしゃいませ。
C.
ようこそ。
The answer is?
A. はじめまして。
Both?
いらっしゃいませ。
And?
ようこそ。
Mean welcome.
And はじめまして。
Means nice to meet you. Okay, next question. How do you say to go in Japanese? A.
わかる。
B.
ある。
C.
行く。
The answer is?
C.行く
To go.
わかる
Is to understand.
ある
To exist or to have.
そうです。
That concludes this lesson. In the next lesson, Ashley is going to a welcome party for her, and she's going to give a small speech in front of everyone.
So you'll review how to introduce yourself in a formal situation. じゃあまた
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
くんをお願いします。
失礼します。
アシュリーさん、こちらは秘書の三岡くんです。三岡くん、こちらはニューヨーク支社のアシュリー・ジョーンズさん。
はじめまして。秘書の三岡麗と申します。
アシュリーと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
三岡くん、じゃあ、アシュリーさんの今日のスケジュールは？
こちらです。どうぞ。
10時から会議、12時に銀座キューベイに行くランチミーティング、1時半にイノベーティブランゲージラーニングに行く、プレゼンテーション、4時半に横浜工場に行く、見学、7時に横浜駅に行く、歓迎会。うわぁ、すごいスケジュールですね。
日本へようこそ。
Practice with the review track.
秘書
Secretary
秘書秘書はじめまして
Nice to meet you.
はじめましてはじめまして会議
Meeting, conference.
会議、会議。銀座、
銀座。
銀座、銀座。行く、
to go.
行く、行く。見学。
Inspection, field trip.
見学。
Welcome.
ようこそ。ようこそ。ようこそ。
Welcome party.
歓迎会、歓迎会、歓迎会。
schedule,
スケジュール、スケジュール、スケジュール。
lunch meeting,
ランチミーティング。ラ、ン、チ、ミー、ティング。ランチミーティング。
プレゼンテーション。
プレゼンテーション。プ、レ、ゼ、ン、テ、ショ、ン。プレゼンテーション。
ファクトリー。
工場、こ、う、じょ、う、工場。
Lesson 15